in just a few minutes, but there are a few things that I would like to take care of before we begin. We have some very special guests with us tonight, and I'd like to introduce those people to you at this time. Mayor Gail Harbin and Mrs. Harbin are seated right over here. Glad to have you. Would you like to stand up? Mr. and Mrs. Philip Martin from Homerville are with us this evening. Right here, would you like to stand? Dr. and Mrs. Martin's son and daughter-in-law. A very special guest that we have with us this evening is the Woman's Club owes this lady a great deal. She is our founder and was the first president of our organization, and she is with us this evening, Mrs. Webster Teague, and she is right there. Dr. Billy Key earlier, who gave the invitation. We'd like to recognize Dr. Key and Mrs. Key at this time. And Mr. and Mrs. Roe Calloway, Jr. Roe is the minister of the First Presbyterian Church here in Valdosta. Glad to have you with us. Would you like to sing? I hope I haven't left anyone out. If you're a special guest and I did not recognize you, we welcome you all. There are some people also that I personally would like to thank. We have had a very successful year this year for the Women's Club, and I'm just pleased to be a part of this organization. We have a great many unsung heroes. And at this time, I would like to introduce to you our executive board and ask that they stand and be recognized. We could not have gotten along this year without these people. They are our mainstays, and they have helped us so much throughout the year. And there have been many people in our organization who have helped also, but the executive board has been the backbone of our organization, and I'd like to take this time to introduce them to you. If you will just stand, we will have the entire board stand, and then we'll give you maybe a little round of applause at the end. The publicity chairman is Jean Holmes. Jean? There she is. Historian is Edna Priscola. Recording secretary, Beth Wilson. Corresponding secretary, Tallulah Whitefield. Tallulah, stand up. Nobody. Treasurer, Barbara Seyfried. Third Vice President, our Social Chairman, Brenda Ivey. Second Vice President in charge of membership, Jo Jane Marshall. Jo Jane is here somewhere. She's powdering her nose. We'll recognize Jo Jane later. I'm sorry. First Vice President in charge of programs, Charlie Clear. And our Honorary President, Claire Martin. A very, very special thank you goes tonight to Charlie Clear and to Theda Gandy, who have organized our program tonight, and everything that you will see and hear and eat and taste and drink is we owe to Charlie and Theda, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you doing this. Thank you again. Here comes Jo Jane Marshall. We introduced you a while ago, Jo Jane. If you're a member of the VSC Women's Club, please mark March the 9th on your calendar. This will be our next annual meeting, and we will be having a fashion show in coordination with the Moody Officers Club, Officers Wives, and it will be at the Officers Club. This will be on a Thursday. Now, regular scheduled meetings are usually on Monday, so please put March the 9th in your little mental calendar and keep that date open. The tickets will be $2.75 a piece, and we will have, I believe, some type of a shrimp salad or something. And Evelyn's in Valdosta will be furnishing the clothes that will be modeled. So be sure to put that on your calendar. I think it will be a lot of fun. Now, I'd like to introduce to you the people that will be in charge of your program. Kay Wideman and the Spotlighters will be singing for us. And Dr. Ren Christie, head of the Speech and Drama Department, will be your master of ceremony. Thank you.
Hello, Bennett. I wanted Harold to know, and Brother Key, and Brother Earl Calloway, Gil, that we have a clean program tonight. At least, I think it's clean. So far, we've drunk, we've eaten, we've talked, and we've been welcome. Now for music of the past, the way we were. And with this music, it just so happens that we want to salute an orchestra leader. No, it's not Guy Lombardo or Bob Crosby or Glenn Miller or Lawrence Welk. This musician had something to do, as Mrs. Jasper implied a few moments ago, with the founding of the Valdosta State College Woman's Club, and was the founder of Founders Day. I remember in one of the first speeches by this person on campus, there was an allusion to the faculty of Valdosta State College as an orchestra, with some flute noble players not always being in tune and on the right key. You remember that? And the orchestra leader's task was to get the musicians, first and second chairs, keep them in the right key, wave the wand in the proper manner, keep them all in tune, which is quite a job in itself, so we could have a medley of striking songs. Well, this orchestra leader has done all of that. He's very democratic. He believes in voting. But he doesn't especially approve of holidays in mid-quarter, when is it graduation, or nude plays. He's not a Baptist, although he has been known to go to the Baptist church and park in the Methodist parking lot. He's not a preacher, but he's preached. He isn't a good old boy. He doesn't drink Billy Beer. He can't add 4,998 plus 4. But he is a distinguished historian, a Methodist, a scholar, an administrator, a father, a grandfather, and a husband. Probably those latter three in reverse order. In fact, his odyssey has taken him from Tifton, where he learned how to swat gnats, so I believe the expression is to blow gnats, to alligator land, where he was captured by a native girl. Then to Bulldog Country, and then to Hotlanta, and finally back home to Blazer Territory, where he holds forth in his sayonara year as president of Valdosta State College. His name? You guessed it. President Sidney Walter Martin. Walter and Claire Martin. The Valdosta State College Woman's Club salute you with this trip. It may be your first trip. In music, from the way we were, and voices from your past. Music, maestro, please.
Yeah. And
from the 30s, President and Mrs. Martin, you remember this tune? Tifton, Georgia, President Martin, where it all began. Here are voices that you may recognize.
Your family moved to Coweta County, to El Dorado in Tifton County, in the fall of 1904. Here you were born about 1911, and at the age of 6 started your education in the grammar school there. But in the second grade, you moved with your family to the county seat, Tifton, Georgia. In the public schools of Tifton, you were always a fine student, usually the best in your class, good-looking, popular with the girls, and I understand with their mothers. At an early age, you became active in the Methodist Church, particularly the Ephesus League, where all of your crowd, male and female, gathered each Sunday evening. According to the records, you were also very active Miss Paul Fulwood's dining room and kitchen, where this same crowd usually wound up on Sunday nights. Research shows that you were probably the champion cookie eater and punch consumer of all time. You were very active in athletics, not much at shooting goals, hitting home runs, or making touchdowns, but an excellent manager of the business affairs of all the teams, being the only four-letter man in history who never played a single game. You were not only active in social, church, and sports, but in the arts also, being editor of the Tift High Pioneer and a prominent actor in home talent theatrical productions. Here is Virginia Rosmini, a leading lady in one of those early productions.
This is Virginia Rosman speaking. Remember how I was seeing your play? It's
smile, Rodney's smile, in which he was a debonair, handsome, and romantic Rodney Francis. I was the envy of all the other girls, but if they could have had only known how terribly frightened I was, they could have had my part anytime. That was nearly 50 years ago. Do you remember me, Rodney? We still see you and your wife rather frequently, sometimes in your home and sometimes in ours, and in many, many United Methodist church affairs. My husband is associated with you in lots of conference church affairs. Most of us think that you are a fine school and church official. It was at my house that you won the cookie eating championship.
Stayed back on Georgia State College for 2 years, then Furman College, and I graduated at Palatka to teach, where you were a football coach. Here you met the lovely Miss Claire Phillips, who later became your wife, your life's companion, and from here you went on to great achievements in your chosen field of education, becoming dean at the University of Georgia, president of Emory University, vice chancellor of the university system of Georgia.
George, you're stealing some of my show there.
Your able leadership, it has become one of the fine colleges of the nation. Through all of this fine career, you maintain close ties with the church, and even now, you're one of its outstanding ladies.
Bless you, George. Thank you. You got that in 4 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, may we present to you George and Ruth Wright from Tifton, Georgia. Come on out. We have two chairs. We can have a couple of chairs for George and Mrs. Wright, please. We're not as efficient here as we were in the Marines. And we're going to need some more chairs, too, please. Thank you. Well, President Martin is still drinking punch, eating cookies, and acting. On your first assignment in Palatka, Florida, as George has already alluded to, teaching high school history and coaching football were not the only things you did. As Dr. Wright said, you met Claire Phillips, who was your inspiration. You took a special interest, President Martin, in the Palatka High School students. One of them was this fellow.
Walter, do you recall 1932? Your first teaching job at Palatka, and seeing that you made a great salary of $80 a month. We both lived in Ben Walton's home, 111 Kirkland Street. I was senior in high school. You took me under your wing and attempted to make a student out of me. My knowledge, that's your first and only favor. That year, you were sponsor for the High Y Club. You were determined that I would join. I had a good excuse. I didn't have the dollar required for initiation. Remember, you paid the dollar? I remember the time I broke my arm in the Palatka St. Augustine football game. You took me to the hospital. When the doctor finally came and started feeling and twisting that broken arm, you were watching. And when I looked up, the nurses were taking you out into the hallway. Incidentally, Walter, how did you ever get to be assistant coach of that football team? And when we finally got home that night and I couldn't sleep, you sat up the rest of the night. Remember Chick's Quick Lunch? A big 10-cent hamburger you treated me to on Monday nights. And then you would take me to the movies on 2-for-1 night. Walter, I have followed your career for many years. The very first time I met you, I always knew you were destined for success. Now, on the eve of your retirement, I wish you and Claire the best of everything. My sincere congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Ms. William Thompson of Palatka, Florida. Come on out, please, Mr. and Ms. Thompson. You'll need two more chairs, please. We're pressing the Navy into service here with the chairs. I bet you're surprised to see Mr. and Miss Townsend, and we thank them for coming up. Mr. Townsend, those were the days when a dollar really was a dollar. Well, here's a little hit, President and Mrs. Martin, that you might remember as one of those that came about in the 40s. Sentimental journey from teaching history in Palatka, Florida, to getting a master's degree in teaching history at the University of Georgia in 1935 with President Martin. 22 years was spent teaching and being a dean at UGA in Athenstown. With you at Georgia during that time was this boy.
Walter, you remember Dr. Martin Coulter, retired professor of history at the university. He was your major professor when you did your thesis. Dr. Coulter tells the story that when you were doing research for your thesis in Florida, you came to him one day and complained about the expense of having to drive all over Florida to do your research. Dr. Coulter suggested to you that you get your bicycle and you're riding around Florida. Dr. Coulter said, well, you know, says the Walter came back about a month later, said, well, Dr. Coulter, you know, says I took your advice. I got me a bicycle, and things have been going very pleasantly ever since. Dr. Coulter says that the thing that he thinks should have been done was that when you got your degree, that he should have read the Fert upon S. Walter Martin and his bicycle.
Ladies and gentlemen, may we present to you Sheely and Gretchen McCoy. Gretchen was with Sheely at that time. She was also there. I was looking through the annual the other night, the Pandora. She was as pretty as ever back then, sponsoring the ROTC. All right, so here we are. By the way, Mr. McCoy is the man that handled our money, in case you wanted to know, up there in the big house in Athens. And we appreciate his coming down in Gretchen. And here we have two songs from the Broadway shows in the 50s and 60s that you might remember. Mm-hmm. Charlie Clear received a letter, President Martin, from Dean Itzen, Dr. Itzen, who followed you at Georgia. Dr. Itzen has a Fulbright scholarship, as I recall, over in Germany. I can't even pronounce his name. He doesn't write very well either. And Dr. Itzen said he would like to be here, and he was telling Charlie about how good looking you were, but I'm going to skip that part, Clear, because it says all the girls flocked around him. And then he tells this little incident. Remember, President Martin graduated from Furman in 1932. And